Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has long resisted the idea of allowing UN peacekeepers to be deployed in Darfur, arguing that such a move would violate Sudan's sovereignty. He has argued the United Nations should instead support the 7,000 underfunded and poorly equipped African Union troops stationed in the region since 2004. Bashir is expected to make these and other points to South African President Thabo Mbeki and Minister of Foreign Affairs Nkosasana Dlamini Zuma during their two-day visit to Sudan. Rabi Abdul Ati is senior advisor to Sudan's information minister. He explains to VOA what he expects from Mr. Mbeki's visit.
Number one, to facilitate for the African Union all the ways that the African Union will be in a position to keep peace in Darfur. The second point, I expect that Thabo Mbeki will discuss with the president is to avoid any problem between Sudan and the United Nations and UN security. And number three, maybe Thabo Mbeki will discuss also the assistance which will be provided by South Africa government to Sudan in the context of achieving peace in Darfur.
Under increasing pressure from the international community, Sudan and the United Nations agreed last November on a three-phase plan to deploy a so-called hybrid force of 20,000 United Nations and African Union troops to replace the AU force. Following talks in the Ethiopian capital, the Sudanese government on Monday agreed to begin the second phase of the plan that involves accepting financial, technical, and logistical support from the United Nations as well as more troops from African countries. The four-year-old Darfur conflict has killed more than 200,000 people and displaced about 2 million more. Involved in the fighting are Sudanese government forces, two rebel groups, and the Janjaweed militia that many say is being supported by the Sudanese government. Fighting has accelerated in recent weeks and is spilling over into neighboring Chad. The South African president is also expected to hold talks with First Vice President and President of South Sudan, Salva Kiir. Information Minister Advisor Ati says the two will likely discuss the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA, that the North and South, formerly controlled by the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, signed in early 2005. The agreement ended more than two decades of war between North and South Sudan.
Thabo Mbeki will go through the implementation of the CPA, Comprehensive Peace Agreement between Sudan and SPLM, and also the differences between Salva Kiir and the government regarding any conflicted points of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement up to now.
Ati says he thinks this is Mr. Mbeki's fourth visit to Sudan. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.